The following is the second part of the third day of Bhagavad Saptam, given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the 1st October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
कि पुरुष अवतारस भी हमने देखा है कि कर्णदक्षाई विष्णु है, फिर गर्भोदक्षाई है, फिर क्षीरोदक्षाई है, तो ये सब कहां से आ गए भाई? फैक्ट्री का ओनर एक होता है और उसके मैनेजर्स, असिस्टेंट मैनेजर, लेबरर सब अपॉइंट करता है, वो खुद वहां होता नहीं है, उसका खाली उसके डायरेक्शन से ये सब चलता है। वैसे ही ये फैक्ट्री है उसकी, वो एक ओनर है, He has invested everything. और बहुत अच्छे तरह से ये भागवत के पेजेस में समझाया है और भगवत गीता में भी जो चार श्लोक सीड वर्सेस हैं, जो चतुर्श्लोक भगवत गीता है उसमें पहला श्लोक है, उसमें पहला शब्द यही है कि अहम सर्वस्य प्रभु, मेरे प्रभाव से ये सब चल रहा है। मतः सर्वम प्रवर्तते, एवरीथिंग इज एमिनेटिंग फ्रॉम मी, एंड इति मत्वा Those who know this, भजन तमाम, वो मेरा भजन कर दे। हम पागल नहीं है उसका भजन करने के लिए, उसने पहले ही भगवत गीता में बता दिया है कि भाई मैं ही हूं रूट कॉज, मैं ही हूं और मैं होने से मेरे ही चरण पकड़िए। और अंत में भगवत गीता में वो धमकी देता है कि सर्वधर्मान परित्यज, तूने जो अलग अलग धर्म करके रखे हैं वो सब छोड़ दे, माम एकम शरणम रज। और वैसे ही जब उसने उन्होंने मेटल मैनिफेस्टेशन प्रकृति का सर्जन करना था तो ही जस्ट थॉट ओवर, क्योंकि लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑलरेडी दे हैव द फ्रूटिव डिजायर्स और फ्रूटिव डिजायर वाले सब पड़े होते हैं कारणोदक्षाय विष्णु के स्टमक में और वहां से इनको निकलना होता है हमेशा। तो इनको चांस मिले हमारे जैसे जीवों को कि हम भगवान को पहचान सके और ये चक्कर में से हम बाहर निकल जाएं, इसलिए उन्होंने ब्रह्मा जी को पहले उत्पन्न किया है। कर्णोदक्षाई विष्णु में गर्भोदक्षाई है और गर्भोदक्षाई के नवल में द होल मटेरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन वॉज सिचुएटेड देयर एंड फ्रॉम दैट एब्डोमन बाय हिज अरेंजमेंट बाय हिज विल द लोटस स्टेम कम आउट एंड द बड वॉज क्रिएटेड And that bud included all the material ingredients for the creation. And on that lotus flower, Brahma was created. That's why he is known as Swayambhu. Brahma was created very nicely. And Brahma is the engineer for all creations. All the jivas are coming from him. And then when he was created, he didn't know what is happening. Because he was all alone. It was all dark. And unlimited water was there. He didn't know what is the lotus flower. Where is he coming from? Why is he sitting there? He had so many doubts about it. Itne doubts the Brahma ji ke man mein ki inko pata hi nahi chala ki bhai ye kya hai sab. Then he tried to enter on his own into the stem of the lotus flower. And for millions of years he went down. And even then he couldn't find the root cause. On his own, on our own strength, we can find out. Then he came up again, completely fed up. He didn't know what is to be done. And there was a voice then, divine voice. And that voice gave him two words, you know, tapa, tapa, tapa. And that is tapa. without the austerity, you will not be able to find it. You perform the austerity. Then, for many, many years, celestial years, long, long time, Brahma was meditating. Then, who is the cause, to find out the cause? Here, the meditation is very easy. You just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And continue chanting, and that is meditation. And you will know everything. Yasmin vidnyate sarvam evam vidnyatam bhavati. Jo Krishna ke naam leta hai, usko dheere dheere sab pata chal jata hai. Kyunki maine kaha vaise, sab shastron ka nichod, ye naam smaran mein hai. There is nothing else. At the time of death, maybe Bhagavatam set is there, Bhagavad Gita is there, and everything is there. Your Japmala is also there. But maybe you will lose capacity to pick up Japmala also. Who knows, within no time, this Satan could be withdrawn by Krishna. And at the moment I'm able to raise my hands, get up and stand up and I can do everything. Within no time you lose the capacity. And the life, our material existence, which is against the regulated principles, in your youth, the more you suffer in your old age. That we don't have any idea. Please, teach your young ones this truth, that you have to have the controlled life. Otherwise the old age will be very horrible and death will be very painful. The devotees ask three things from Krishna, that please Lord, give me these three things. Anayasena maranam, vina dainena jivanam, dehi me kripaya Krishna, tvai bhakti ma chanchalam. These are the three things that devotees always ask to Krishna. That please, my maran, my death, should be anayas, instant. Just now I was here, not there, now here. Heart fail is the best way. And if there is no heart fail, you fall down. There is also another way. It's fall. Somewhere there, Anna, instead of lingering on in wheelchairs and so many difficulties, children are tired and eventually we are thrown somewhere in the old houses or somewhere. So please, this is the first thing they ask, that anayasana maranam. Otherwise, old age is very difficult to bear. For us also is very difficult to bear. And for the living entities who are around us, they also get fed up. We're daily the same thing, daily the same thing. And then we are not able to do our own activities. And they are completely tired, you know. Without that also, old men are rejected from the society. They don't want to see our face. Because we are just sitting there, only we have the speaking capacity. Yeah? The old you become, more old, you speak very loudly, and you say, shut up and they go away. You can't do anything. Every day, there is disrespect. You know, there was one gentleman, his wife died, even in his middle age. So he had a son, small son, about 10, 11 years. So he rightly decided that I will not marry now. I'll just raise this son. I have got one son. So we'll carry on and I'll educate him and eventually I'll be happy, he will be happy. Otherwise if we are married, then again there are stepsons and stepbrothers and so he will be in difficulty. So he didn't marry. And with so much trouble, he just raised him. And eventually he was a doctor, you know. Son became a doctor. He was married to another doctor lady. So both were two doctors in the house. And the house was quite nice. Father was sleeping. They were sleeping. They were enjoying their time. Son knew that father has sacrificed so much for him. So he should be respected. He should be served. Somehow or the other, in the old age, the cough increases because we go on taking the same amount of food. We have to decrease in the old age. That we don't do. And that's why the cough increases. So as soon as the cough increases, then you have to cough it out. You know? And during night, it troubles us more. So there was coughing sound from the father. So she told son that, please, I have to serve your father. His father is very good. I am ready to serve. But he coughs and we are tired and we have to do this duty and that duty. So I don't want to drive him out, but just give him the last room in the house so that we don't hear his coughing. So this henpecked got up and went to the father. And he said, father, better you sleep in the last room. He said, son, I'm all right. I don't do any difficulty. He said, no, you cough and sometimes we are disturbed. Or he said, if it's convenient to you, I'll sleep in the last room. So the old man was shunted to the last room. Then therein also, after 6 months, again she complained, your father is alone, now I have to look after these children, I have to send them to school, and then I have to work also. So better we rent the house in front of our building. The house is empty. We rent it. Your father can be at ease there, and we appoint some servant for him, so he can get tea, coffee whenever he wants, and get some newspapers in this and that. So he can. So again the son went to the father. He said, father, you are all alone in the house. Nobody is there. He said, son, I am all right. Don't worry about me. He says, carry on. I am very happy to see you people happy. No. He said, for your convenience, we are going to rent the house opposite to ours. And we are here. We'll be coming to you. And you will be at ease. Whole house will be at your disposal. And newspapers will be there and servant will be there. He says, son, I don't require anything. But if it pleases you, you can do whatever you like. So they rented the house in front. Then once the house was rented again after 6 months, your father is all alone there and he broods always, nobody there to talk. It's better that we send him to some old house, you know, old home. Therein the people will like him will be there, you know, so they can chat. You know. So again the son went to the father. The father, you are all alone here and you are really, we feel that always and we are very busy so we can't visit you that often. So we have decided now that you must go to some old home. So father said, no, there is no need of it. I am quite all right with you. Children are here, they come always to me. I don't require you. You just carry on your duty. No, father, it's very nice. He said, do please, as you like, I am happy. So then it was decided that he should be taken to old home. So son was very compassionate. So he brought him 2 pairs of dhoti and kurtas, you know. 2 pairs were there. So he came in the evening, he said, father, I have brought a dhoti and kurta for you. 2 pairs are there, you wash one and wear one and you will be always fresh. You know. He said, thank you, son, you are very kind, you know. But I want only 1 pair. She said, why, father? We have plenty of money, I can buy another if you want. 3 pairs you can take. No, he said, 1 pair is enough for me. And you better keep 1 pair. He said, no, I can have another. No, he said, remember, son, he said, you are a very good son. So you are shunting me to the old home. And at least you have brought 2 pairs of dhoti and kurta. But when your time comes, your son will not bring dhoti. So you keep 1 pair. This is how. Please, don't reject the parents. That is the main thing. Father should always be respected. Mothers also should be respected. And within our own means and within our own arrangements. In house there are so many problems. But even then, everybody should be very comfortable. And by their blessing, you will advance in your bhakti also. Without the blessing of the parents, you can't go ahead. This is how, please, come to this conclusion. And we come back to Brahma. Brahma eventually found out a way to construct. And he knew there is a Lord, there is. Karna, Daksha, Vishnu is lying on the bedstead of Shesha. And he prayed to the Lord. And that is the second page we are taking. This 39 page. His prayers are beautiful. If you have time, please go through the whole chapter. But few verses we are giving you, just as the sample. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a very nice lyric. Brahma Sanhita it is called. Like Brahma Sanhita, we sing these verses. Etu Tvadiya Charanambuja Koshagandam. Etu Tvadiya. Di is long. Etu Tvadiya Charanambuja Koshagandam Jigrante Karna Vivaraihi Shrutivata Neetam Bhaktya Grahita Charanaha Parayachatesham Napaishinata Radayam Bruhat Swapumsam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Etu Tvadiya Charanambuja Koshagandam Jigranti Karna Vivarai Shrutivata Neetam Bhaktya Grahita Charana Parayachatesham Napaishinatha Radayam Buruhat Svapumsam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. In this verse, Brahma being Adikata is the great, great, great grandfather of all the living entities. In our house also, if fortunately grandfather is alive, we are very respectful to him. And whatever he says, we obey. Much more than that, we must obey Brahma's instructions. Here he has shown us that how we should never separate Krishna from our own heart. You can't separate. He is as a super soul. A plenary expansion again. He enters into everybody's heart. In the atom, he is present. And because the super soul is there, it always gives the strength to our own soul. Our soul, being very tiny, cannot exist on its own. The measurement of the soul is only given in the pages of Bhagavatam. In no other scripture, all over the world. We are very much trying with all our advancement to see the soul. We are not able to see it. Because it's very, very tiny spiritual spark. The measurement is that you take a hair, one hair, and the tip of hair is very small. Again, that tip of hair you have to divide into 10,000 parts. And one that I don't know what to call it, it's a very tiny thing. 10,000 part of the tip of the hair is the size of the soul. And such a small soul is situated in the heart. And it has to derive the strength from the Supreme Soul. And that is known as Super Soul. Ours is Atma. But there must be Paramatma with it. Atma cannot survive. Atma khud ke bal par ji nahi sakta. Atma must be accompanied. Uske saath Paramatma chahiye hi. Paramatma ke bina we will not be alive. Hum zinda rahi nahi sakte. Ye super soul. And is always there. Kintu, hum jante nahi hai ki Krishna yahan baitha hua hai. Sarvasya chaham hridaye sannivishto mata smriti jnana pamo anancha. I am situated in everybody's heart and remembrance knowledge at least et cetera comes from me alone. Ye humare hridaye mein baitha hai and Brahmayan Sarvabhutani. He causes us to wander. Hamare ghumna padta hai iske. Ye ghumata hai hame. Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, all living entities. Even the cat is moving, dog is moving, insect is moving, mosquito is moving, everybody is moving. Brahmayan Sarvabhutani. Yantra Rudani Mayaya. I have created a machine for them to move about. And that is machine of the external energy. There are two energies important. Millions of energies are there. But this internal and external, these two energies are very important. Krishna always appears before us through his internal energy. And always he is in his own form. And because he is always Krishna, whether he is 1 hour old or whether he is 125 years old, he is always Krishna. As soon as he was born, he was a few days old. He could kill Putana. But Krishna is always Krishna. And over that, one bushy Krishna is there in the South India. And since last so many years he was promising that I am going to Krishna when I will be 75 years old. Now already that time has passed away. Now he says, now in the next birth I will appear as Krishna. So Krishna doesn't promise like this. Krishna is always Krishna. Anybody tells, as I told you yesterday, that Prabhupada very jokingly told that if anybody claims that he is God, he is reverse of it. D-O-G. God is G-O-D and reverse is D-O-G. We cannot claim that we are gods. He is always. And why? Because he controls his internal energy and then appears before us. Atma Mayaya. Ajopisanne Atma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan Prakritim Swamadishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. He never says that I take birth. Janma never is used. Sambhavame, I appear. And how he appears? He controls himself through his Atma Maya. And this Atma Maya is internal agency, internal potency, wherein the external potency cannot touch it. External potency, no doubt, is coming from Krishna, but he can never touch the internal potency. And that's why the scriptures advise us that we are very busy in the external potency. So we shop kholni hai, shadi karni hai, bachche hai, inko education dena hai, paisa jama karna hai. All these things are external potency. Aur isme bahut busy hai, 24 hours a day, we are busy in this. And there are so many miseries, concomitant miseries we have to suffer. Sometimes we miseries are less, and that we regard it as enjoyment. You know, even the sick person, suppose from the bed, he is sitting on the wheelchair. You ask him, John, how are you doing? Very fine, he said. And he still completely can't walk, he can't do anything. But he thinks that he is very fine. Bit better, bit less misery, and that we regard it as happiness. Real happiness is not here. Bliss is not in this life. Bliss is only the monopoly of Krishna, Satchidanand. We cannot have anand. These are all things niranand. There is no anand in it. Otherwise, the whole world would have been very happy. But everybody is completely miserable. We fully depend upon him for our anand. And that's why the scriptures have shown us a shortcut. That you are busy with the external energy, please go to his internal energy. And as soon as you start chanting, Krishna, 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 we are in his internal potency. And that is how we escape the misery, at least till that time. We may not escape, but till the time we are with this, we escape the misery. And this is what Brahma says here. Etuttare charanam bhaja kosh gandham. It's a lotus flower. Your lotus feet are just like lotus flower. A nice aroma is coming from the lotus flower. Generally in the material world, we smell by the nose. But this aroma from the lotus flower of Krishna could only be smelled by the ears. Karna vivarehi. Jigranti means I smell. By my own ears, I am smelling aroma of your lotus flower. And how? Because this aroma comes through the scriptures. And as soon as we read, appreciate the scriptures, then we can have the aroma of the lotus feet. Etu tvadiya charanam bhuja. Kosha gandham. Kosha is the inside, red part, inside the lotus flower. When we can have the aroma. And his lotus feet only could be smelled by Shruti Vata Neetam. And Shruti Vata Neetam is all this Vedic literature. And this Vedic literature insists that only the name will take you ahead. And name is glorified in so many verses, every page of Bhagavatam. Is full of this, that you please come to this point if you want to go to the spiritual nature and just be engaged in this. There is very nice bhajan also, you know, it gives example from Mahabharata, Ramayana and Bhagavatam, and he insists on the name, you know. So please sing after me. Hari se bada हरि का नाम नेम ही सेज योर नेम इज ग्रेटर देन यू हरि से बड़ा हरि का नाम प्रभु से बड़ा प्रभु का नाम बड़ा प्रभु का नाम हरि से बड़ा हरि का नाम हरि से बड़ा हरि का नाम प्रभु से बड़ा प्रभु का नाम अंत में निकला यह परिणाम सुमिरो नाम रूप बिन देखे सुमिरो नाम रूप बिन देखे कौड़ी न लगे दाम। देर इज नो एक्सपेंस कौड़ी न लगे दाम नाम के बांधे खिंचाएंगे नाम के बांधे खिंचाएंगे आखिर एक दिन शाम ही इज बाउंड बाय हिज नेम्स ही हैज टू अपीयर देयर ही इज वेरी काइंड सी वी नो थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल मे बी वी आर सो मेनी फ्रेंड्स रिलेटिव्स other acquaintances, but those who ring us or send an email now, then we reply immediately. You know? That is how he also does. He knows every living entity. He knows what is going on in their mind. But those who call him through the names, he pays attention to them. Naam ke bandhe khichayenge खिंचाएंगे आखिर एक दिन शाम देन ही गिव्स एग्जाम्पल फ्रॉम महाभारत है द्रौपदी की एग्जाम्पल द्रौपदी ने जब नाम पुकारा जट आ गए घनश्याम द्रौपदी सेड टू हिम यू आर लेट इन कमिंग माता आई एम नॉट लेट यू कॉल्ड मी लेट बिकॉज शी वॉन्टेड टू सी भीष्म दैट भीष्म मे रिलीव हर फ्रॉम दिस मिजरी देन भीष्म कुडंट डू एनीथिंग ही जस्ट लुक डाउन देन शी लुक टू द्रोणाचार्य Gendranajara also. Then five husbands completely gone. And then she started calling Krishna. And immediately Krishna appeared. And she said that you are late. Mother, I am not late. You are late. We are late in calling him. Draupadi ne jab naam pukara जट आ गए घनश्याम साड़ी खेचत हरा दुशासन साड़ी बढ़ाई श्याम हरी से बड़ा हरी का नाम प्रभु से बड़ा प्रभु का नाम अंत में निकला यह परिणाम Then there is a nice example from Bhagavatam, you know. Jaladubat Gajaraj Pukaro Aaye Aade Naam Just he couldn't speak out. Gajaraj was in difficulty. The elephant was difficult. His leg was already caught by the crocodile and he was right in difficulty for 12 months the whole struggle was going on and he was weak because he was not a water animal so he couldn't speak out even But then just Radha Nam, you know, half name, Govind, Govind, Govind. And even then, he came, you know. Gaj jaladubat gajaraj pukaro. Aye, ade naam. Nami ko chinta rahti hai. Naam na ho badnaam. He is worried. Somebody chants his names, and if he doesn't go there and relieve him or her, then his name will be spoiled. Nobody will chant his names. He is very compassionate. The same way the devotees are also very compassionate, you know. There was one sadhu in one village, and so village people gave him nice cottage and nice living arrangement, and he was chanting Krishna's names and he was passing his time in bhakti. So village people thought that Sadhu Baba is alone. Let us give him one nice horse so that he can ride the horse and go out, you know. Or much in his car maybe. So every day Sadhu was very pleased, you know, have a nice horse. So every day in the evening he will go out and come back and again come to continue his and devotional service. So one day what happened, that one nice horse rider was there in the village. So he saw this sadhu has a beautiful horse. So he wanted to take his horse away. So how to take his horse? So in the evening he goes out, then I play some trick and somehow the rider take his horse. So what he did, he pretended as if he's a lame man. And he just lied down on one side of the road. And when Sadhu was passing, he said, please, please, Sadhu, you are very kind. I can't walk to the other village. Please let me sit on the horse. And just leave me there, and you can come back. Sadhu was very compassionate. He thought, you can't walk, let me help you. As if the horse is for everybody, you know. So he allowed us to sit on the horse. As soon as he sat on the horse, he was nice a rider. So kick out Sadhu and he ran with the horse. So Sadhu came running after him. He said, please, horse is yours, but stop. Horse is yours, but stop. So he heard Sadhu telling the horse is yours. Stop. So he thought, now anyway, horse is already mine, so let me hear what he says. So Sadhu went to him running and he said, hey, don't tell anybody how you have got the horse from me. Otherwise in future, nobody help the will help the lame persons. This is a fine sentiment. This is Krishna also feels. Then if I don't help the living entity who is feelingly chanting day and night my names, Kabito Sune Pukar, sometimes he'll definitely hear. And as soon as he hears, he will definitely work out subtly. We don't know how. But somehow or the other, the miseries vanish. Or the matter of fact, frankly speaking, the miseries don't have factual existence. It is not a fact. Because we identify with our bodies, that's why we feel miserable. It's very easy for me to tell. But when we are really in misery, we don't think about these things. But we should. The more miserable condition we have, the more we should go to chanting and go through the scriptures. That time is a very disturbing time. But please, somewhere or the other, try to make a habit of going through the scriptures or chanting daily, regularly. And if you do that, then you will have the same habit in the miseries also. And they will work out. Kunti Devi prays, Vipada Santuta, Shashva Tatra Tatra, Jagadguru. He says, please Jagadguru, you please inflict all the miseries on me again and again. Don't make us comfortable. Bhavato Vait Darshanam Syat. Because as soon as the misery is there, we have your audience. Within misery we chant very nicely. You know, we were in Fiji once, Fiji. Fiji is not very far from me. And this Fijian airline, what is its name? Moon, someone on Moon. What is it? Sarva, something was on the... It was like a moon or something. Sunflower airline. And our Jagannath bought the ticket of Sunflower. And those planes are thrown by America and reconditioned by Fijian. And the plane is so small, you know, about hardly 6 or 8 seaters, I think. And the pilot is just near us. We can see everything there. And a black pilot was there, he was chewing sandwich and flying the aeroplane. And as soon as he started, so much noise was there, I don't think that it would take it off, you know. And somehow they took off. And the lights went off because everything was dark there then. You couldn't see. I thought that this is the end now. Sunflower is going to finish us now. And we're right on the top of the hill. And so nice chanting was there because the danger was in front. And they were chanted my rounds that nicely. Again. The meaning is, if we really see the danger, we really were very engrossed. So, we should have that Sunflower airline to make us chant very nicely. Please, this is the way. As soon as we are in dangers, we definitely follow these things very nicely. And if we have unflinching faith, that is required. Undiverted attention. Ananya chetaha satatam. Ananya, ananya. Not anybody else. Ananya, only Krishna. Ananya chetaha satatam. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Those who remember me, nityasha. You know, regularly, every day, every moment of their existence, if they can. Ananya chetaha satatam. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Those who always remember me. Tasyaham sulava partha. For him, I am very easily attained. He is not far. Very near us. But there is no ananya chita. Our attention is divided in so many ways. We don't have the pointed attention to his lotus feet. That's our defect. If it doesn't work, then the defect lies with us and not with him. We blame him. Where is Krishna? So many people died and where is Krishna? Krishna is there. But we are not there with him. As soon as there is ananya chetaha and nityasha, regularly we are with him. Then tasyam surubhapata nitya yuktasya yogina. These yogis, they are always there. Bhakti yogis are always with him. And that is spontaneous devotional service. We don't have to invite somebody to clean the place or to serve prasadam or cook prasadam. Just spontaneously the living entities come. But they know that this work belongs to everybody and everybody has to help. Otherwise we will not be able to vacate the hall within the time limit. So this is spontaneous. Which only for today, only for maybe 5 minutes we are spontaneous. And then again we are lethargic. Laziness is the main symptom of Kali Yuga. If we can come out of this, and laziness is the another name of the mental concoction, our mind is fertile. It will try to drag you away from Krishna's lotus feet. Try to bring it again and again to the lotus feet and stop the concoctions. Half the time, more than half the life, we are just concocting. Don't concoct. Living entities may behave favorably or unfavorably. that is going to go on. Every living entity has its own way of behaving. Every living entity has its own choice. Every living entity has its own guidance or misguidance, whatever it is. So we should not worry about these things. We should only save time from all these concoctions, and that time which we save should not be wasted again. As I tell you again and again, please save that time and utilize, invest it in the pages of scriptures, so that you will have undeviated attention to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is what this Gajaraj had. Jaladubat Gajaraj Pukaro. Aye Ade Naam Namiko Sintarati Hai Naam Naho Badnaam. Now there is a nice example to Ramayana. जिस सागर को लांग सके ना, बिना पुल के राम. राम वांटेड टू क्रॉस ओवर फ्रॉम साउथ इंडिया टू लंका एंड ही हैड टू टेक ऑल द आर्मी, मंकी आर्मी आल्सो. सो ही वांटेड राम सेतु. जिस सागर को लांग सके ना, बिना पुल के राम. कूद गए हनुमान उसी को लेके हरि का नाम. Name is more powerful. Hanuman took the help of the name, and just within a step he was in Lanka. Jis sagar ko lang sake na, bina pul ke ram. Kud gaye Hanuman usi ko लेके हरि का नाम. हरि से बड़ा हरि का नाम. वो दिल वाले डूब जाएंगे, जिनमें नहीं है नाम. It's very tasty. Offer it to Krishna and take it with you. This is the simplest way. As it is, those whose their gland is removed, I don't know what gland is known as, but if that is removed, in old age particularly, then they only can eat khichdi. It's better to think that your glands are removed. And always please, stick to simple food. Don't go for so much fried food or this or that, and your health will be alright. This is how Krishna looks after us from every corner. And unless we try to understand and convince this, all these factual points to our mind, it will never allow you to come to the lotus feet of Krishna. I am sitting here because I am worried about prasadam. I am very much attracted. Now it's prasadam time. I must stop, because I am here for prasadam. I don't know about you. You are all unflinching devotees of the Lord. You don't come for prasadam. Prasadam is a byproduct for you. For me, it's the main thing. Because I'm not a devotee. This is the main thing. We are all attracted by prasadam, you know. Oh, let us go to the hall. Nice prasadam is serving. And have a change of air and change of prasadam, you know. You see, please, please. It's very nice of you. And somewhere or other, we are all here. Make best of it and try to utilize this Purushottam Mass and again the days to come. Every Mass is Purushottam Mass for us. Every time is granted by Him. We don't know where we are to go away. So utilize this and please come to this conclusion. There are 4 or 5 verses again. You can go through it. We go to the next topic now. And that's the best thing. But in the 3rd canto again, Devahuti was married to Kadam Muni. And Kadam was Prajapati afterwards, you know. So Brahma insisted that they should have children. Kadam Muni was very nicely situated in his own austerities. But even then, as all the living entities have the inner desire to marry, he wanted to marry. After 12 years of tapascharya, he had this desire. This is the best chapter for grihasthas to go through. How to stay as grihastha and how to perfect our life. That's why we have taken few things here and there. The main thing is to understand how our body is created. And Kapil Dev, Devati's son, is the incarnation of Krishna. As soon as he was born, immediately Kadam Muni thought that now this is the time I should go away. I should leave the material matters now. And immediately he left to perfect his life. Everybody has to go away. We may not leave our houses. We may not leave Australia. The best country, you think. So please, be situated in Australia. Be in your own house. But please take your heart out of the house. Stay there as a guest. Now we are guests as somebody. So we use all the facilities and nothing belongs to us. And we are not worried about anything else. This is how the vanprastha life should be cultivated. And in order to have the impetus for stopping the material activities, we must come to these scriptures through gurus and sages, whatever. We cannot be ISKCON fanatics, but I am very transcendently proud to tell you that at the moment, this is the only society which has its own problems. But even then, this is the only society which is really genuinely propagating Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, and not only that, but we have our own specialities. Somebody says that you have so many problems in the society. We don't have any problem, you know. We run our temple, we open on Sunday, and just clothes already are on the deities, we just dust out, take out the dust, and they're ready. And then we sit for that, 2 hours we perform continuous kirtan, and we don't have any problem at all. I told you, you're correct. How can you have any problem? In the dead society, cannot have any problem. Suppose I am suffering from cancer. So that means that I am alive. Isn't it? Isn't it? Dead men cannot suffer from cancer. In order to suffer from cancer, you must be alive. That goes without saying. Or I may have some other disease, but I must be alive to suffer the disease. So problems in the society are bound to be there. Problems are disease, but that means the society is alive. Otherwise, there is no puja, there is no food distribution, there is nothing else going on, no kirtan, just half sleep you come, half sleep you go, then what problems you are going to have? We are transcendently proud that wherever we have temple at the moment, so far, Mangala Arati is going on at 4:30 in the morning. And I visit so many temples, hundreds of temples, ISKCON temple. Everywhere, Mangala Arati is exactly at 4:30. And we attend Mangala Arati, and I vehemently told them that your temple is alright, no problem. All other problems are just scratch. Mangala Arati is going on, you are alright. If your life also, you want to perfect, please carry on Mangala Arati. If you can at 4:30. Because of strenuous work or whatever, if you can't, you fix your own time. But please perform some Mangala Arati. We were in Minneapolis, and there are 10, I told you yesterday, and they were initiated, and now they are performing every day. They are working, and they are performing Mangala Arati at 4:30. Then they have humble chanting going on, then few pages from Bhagavatam they discuss. And this is a morning program. It will rejuvenate your existence and make you ready for the face, the material demons in the during the whole day. You have to face the demonic living entities or tendencies at least. This will give you the strength and it will fix you at the lotus feet of Krishna. Don't waste your existence, please. This is the first thing, a speciality of the life symptom in our temples. Which is the temple? Show me that from 4:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock, 7 aartis are there, 7 times prasadam is there, and everything is going on. Which temple is doing? We have Jagan Mandir in Dwarka. Dwarkadish Mandir is very famous all the world. And maybe all over the universe. It's the best Mandir we have. Nice, lovely Murti we have, Dwarkadish Murti. But the Mangala Arati is at 7 o'clock. So I told Brahmin, Pujari, that please, Mangala Arati is supposed to be early in the morning. He said no. That is in Vrindavan. Because he is coward boy in Vrindavan. He gets up early there. He is your king. He gets up late. Our mind is very fertile, I told. It will always find out some suitable argument. I told him, is he sleeping or you are sleeping? No, forget about it. We don't talk about it. 7 o'clock. This is how. No place. They are beautiful places. Nice structure is standing. But it's only structure. We don't have structures. Ours is a house, some house or some hall or something. But lively bhakti is going on. This is our monopoly. I am very transcendently proud to tell you that please, if you want to learn our own culture and our own devotional service, our own bhakti, how to develop and how to carry on, you please come to these temples. And you are in Australia, nice temple you have, try to help the temple, go to the temple. Don't worry about insults or this or that. Forget about it. We go there to see the Lord and to increase our devotional service. Please carry on these activities. And not only, one temple is not enough. Sydney is so very big town. Have another temple. And if you cannot have temple, at least have the groups, Namad groups. And who stops you? Buy Prabhupada's books, read one or two shlokas, and please carry on your own. There should be millions of groups here. And the more you propagate, the more you will be engaged in active devotional service. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's who spreads my message. He's very much dear to me. If you want to be dear to Krishna, this is the activity you have to propagate. Why one boy or two boys or three boys should do? If one or two or three boys can do such a nice program, why can't you, everybody, do something? Everybody of you are staying in the house. You have your neighbors here, you know some people, your friends, call them for this. And this is the way to propagate Krishna consciousness. This is Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam. It will completely destroy all the sinful reactions. Please don't pay attention to anything else. Those who direct you to Nam Sankirtan, they are your real relatives. Otherwise the misguidance is at rampant. Please, please, please save yourself from this. Nothing else is important. Otherwise Shukdev Goswami will not sing the glories of Nam Sankirtan. In the last verse, before he finished Bhagavatam, he thought that he did not glorify Nam Sankirtan. So he is giving two lines only. Nam Sankirtanam yasya. Come on, Nam Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam. All, and we are so many sinful. Knowingly, unknowingly, we are committing so many sins. Nam Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam. Not only that, but dukkha shamanatam. Dukkha shamanatam. Tam means that Sankirtan will mitigate all your miseries. Dukkha shamanatam. Namami harim param. To that transcendental Hari, I pay my obeisances. And in order to fix in this, we must know ourselves and we must have some idea of Krishna also. Then Bhagavad Gita gives you preliminary idea about Ishvara, the Supreme Absolute Truth. He gives the idea about Jiva. He again gives you the idea, Krishna himself, about Prakriti, the material manifestation wherein we are passing our life. Then he gives the idea of the importance of time. And lastly, he gives the idea about your own activities, karma. Please come to the pages of these scriptures. And if you come to Bhagavatam, you know your own situation. And that is, we are discussing now. It's the last page. You know? Take out that last page. Is it? Yes, it's from third canto and it's first verse. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Karmana Devanetrena. Loudly. Karmana Devanetrena Jantur Deopapataye Sriya Pravishta Udaram Pūso Reta Kanashraya. Sri Bhagavān Vācha Karmana Daiva Netrena Jantur Deopapataye Triya Pravishta Udaram Pūso Reta Kanashraya. This verse destroys all our ignorance about the living entity's birth. It is said wrongly that there is no jiva from the first day of the conception and so they can carry on the abortions. It is completely refuted by Vyas Bhagavan in this scripture. From the first day and the first second of the conception, there is a growth involved. And that's why the jiva is already present. Reta Kanashraya is always with the semen of the father. Is already there. And then only the semen can work out. Otherwise semen can't do anything. As it is, semen doesn't have any capacity to create. Aham Bija Prajapita, Krishna says, that I am there to inject the jivas. And it's already put on the semen. And then, as soon as the semen is injected in the female womb, the growth starts. This is given idea here. I leave it to you to study. Shri Bhagwan Uvacha Karmana Daivane Trena Jantur Deho Papataye Sriya Pravishya Udaram Pumso Retaya Kanasraya Kalanam Tveka Ratrena Pancharatrena Budbudam Dashayena Tukarkandu Peshandam Vatata Param etc. These verses, about seven verses, they give you the idea how the embryo grows. And where there is growth, the Atma must be there. And the super soul also must be there. It's very sinful just to disturb that living entity in the delicate stage. He already develops his head and delicate limbs. And he tries to make himself safe in his own house, mother's womb. And suddenly the knife is pierced from somewhere and his body is cut and sucked out. That is abortion. Or some poisonous liquid is thrown on that delicate lady, the delicate living entity. Please, in dream also, don't do. And those who are already victimized, please continuously chant for the living entity whom you have killed. The most disastrous effect is on the ladies. The man may forget. But lady loses her sanity if this is created. Please, please, all the miseries start from this sinful activity. And then in that stage, he is fully conscious and he prays. Our Matajis know about the prayers, you know. Are they here? Please let them hear. Are the ladies here who know the prayers? No? The prayers also we have given you. I think it's which number from the verse? Prayers of the living entity. Last, yes. Some 11 verses are there. All the verses we have given you. I'm sorry, the time is up. We'll have to stop here. Huh? Are they there? Please sing.
Please continue on to the last part of the third day of Bhagavad Gita.